Okay. We thank our sponsor of this month's learning, RSPC Lawyers. We appreciate their dedication to the kolal. We are here to, I'm sorry we added the extra chabur, but I really think it's kedai. With Siyat HaShemaya, hopefully we'll at least uncover a lot of really geshmak questions. Definitely, it's a close, hopefully I've come to a closer read of the Rambam, but if we mamish get Siyat HaShemaya, then we'll even have maybe a pshat in the Rambam, which until this morning just seemed like brach levatala. Just to sum up the Ravid, so we spoke last time about Rashi and Tosfos, and we spoke about the Maariv Tzchiyus is Kasha. We kind of framed the basics of the sugya around that. The Maariv Tzchiyus is two sharf kashas on the Gemara itself. How you don't have an Isser to be Mitzarif, and how his answer is basically you have to be Pagim Dibur on both of them. We gave alternative answers, meaning we gave alternatives to his two assumptions, which were Talim Machlekes Rishonim. And we spoke about his answer as well, being Mechudash, and we gave some other approaches, and then we got into how you can say Palginan in Rashi and Tosfos. What's the pshat in the Havamino, we asked, of Niskaima Mitzas and Niskaima Gula, left that. Then we explained how you say Palginan, because it's really two separate Edios, so you can split them. They just happen to have been compressed into one Haggadah. We don't go by the Haggadah, we go by the Chalos Edos, so you can split them, Palginan. And that took us back to the Havamino. What was the pshat in the Havamino? So we said a Shtikl Torah, which I still think was glat, that because the very fact that it is different when it's one kas that's half and half versus one haggadah's edus, which is half and half. If one kas is half and half, you have no edus. If one haggadah's edus is half and half, then you have a full edus on one thing and half an edus on the other thing. So maybe you're not going to throw out the baby with the bathwater. You're not going to say but the mixasa, but the kula, you're going to say niskaim mixasa, and I come and go, because we know LPMS, LPADIM, that this maisa happened. We have a full edus on the fact that maisa happened. Okay, half of the maisa we don't have a full edus on, but we know reality, LPADIS, that the maisa happened, so we're not going to throw everything out. We'll be mekayim everything. That's where we sort of left off. And then we said we wanted to get to the Shitas HaRavid and the Rambam today. So the Ravid we don't need to do much on, because Donnie did it very nicely yesterday, but at least just to rehash, to sum it up a little bit, the Ravid, we'll go backwards in the Sugya, the Ravid in the Hasagos, in Edus Yud Beis Beis, so the Ravid has the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ploni Rava Es Shori, Hu Ve'acher Mitztarfim Lahargo, She'en Adam Kar Vitzel Mono. So the Ravid is Masig. He says there were solid mefarshim who said differently. Sheploni rava es shori shegam haroveya ino nerag. No one should be killed. Why? Lefisha edus naga al shoro delo pagini dibura. Vegam mashor neskavin lahayit. Uchashem she ino neman al shoro kach ino neman al haroveya the edus shabat mitzas bat lekula. Very simple time that we sort of started with that assumption when we went to sugya. The Ran was asking that question on Rashi and Tosfos, but what the Ravid is being masik here is that the Rambam's saying whatever he's saying. Lahargo, let's just assume he means that the shore and the person are going to be killed. So it sounds like the Rambam's then saying, Edish and his Skyman Mitzas and Skyman Kula. So the Ravid, what are you talking about? If there's no Palginan here, there's no Palginan, Limaskana, because the Ravid says, the Gemara comes out, Ein Adam Karavitz Mamona, which means for the Ravid, he's not, we'll talk about soon, he's not going to be able to say Palginan. So then it should be Batla Mitzas and Batla Kula. We wouldn't say Palginan Dibur in such a case, we'd say Batla Mitzas and Batla Kula. Okay, thank you, Ravid. That's very mistaber. Batla Mitzas and Batla Kula. I was made on a shore, and a person in the shore was I was nagaya by the shore. So you have to be mevatel the whole edus. But there is a klal of palgin and dibura. So when does the rabbi ever have palgin and dibura? According to this, it should always be batel mixas about lakula. So that's where we have the rishonim, the Rashi and Makkas, and the Ran and our sugya, who quote the rabbi and says as follows: Really, palgin and dibura is only shayich in two very limited cases. This is convenient. It's the two very limited cases that the Gemara quotes ever, meaning the Gemara doesn't really quote other cases. But the Ravid thinks that it's limited to only atzmo and ishto. And the pshat is, as you saw, that when a person is, let's say about himself, when a person is meid al atzmo, it doesn't have a shame edus. There's no shame edus at all. If you have someone being made something and he's a pasul eid, so it has a shame edus, but the edus is nifselas. Okay, but batla mitzasa batla kula, because you have an edus that doesn't work. That ruins the rest of the Edus. But if you have someone who's made on himself and something else, so what he said about himself doesn't have a shame Edus. That's not Edus Bechlal. He doesn't have a shame Ed on that. And therefore, it's really a misnomer. It's not Palgina Dibura. We don't cut it in half. Just the first half doesn't register at all. We don't have to do any surgery here. The first half just doesn't exist. It doesn't register in court because he's not an aid. Al-Atmo, period. End of story. One interesting thing to note. Again, Donnie really explained all this yesterday. One interesting thing to note, though, there are two ways to say the Ravid. In all the Rishonim, I think we saw, well, not all, but the Ran that we saw in the Rush, it sounds like what the Ravid means, the way they present it, is that a person is mufka from Edus on himself. A person is not an aid. There's no chalas shame Edus when you're talking about yourself. The other way to say it is interesting. If you look in the Shita Mikubetz and Ksubis, you'll find this, that the pshat is that, not that a person automatically doesn't have a shame aid on himself, but when a person is made on himself, we shats that up and say he was not mechavin to give himself, to give aid on himself. Or in the Lashon of the Adar Ma here in our sugya, umasha amar al atmo lo lishum aidis amro, ela kesicha ba'alma kachashivla. So just I don't have much to say about this, just interesting. The Stam way in the Ran and the Rush that we thought of it is you are not an aid klapi yourself. You don't have you're mufka from aidis. Sounds like from the Yad Ramah and from the Shita in Ksubis that no, maybe there even is a tzir in which a person could become an aid on himself according to this. But the pshat would be shats up your kavana. If you're saying aidis about yourself, you probably didn't mean to give aidis. So therefore the aidis is thrown out. Interesting Machlok is in presenting the Ravid. But either way, the Yisod is the same, right? Adam Karav Eitel Atzmo in the Gemara. Again, we read the Shach of Atarya. Adam Karav Eitel Atzmo, meaning it's not Karov in the colloquial sense, not Karov the way we saw in Zeborah and the Rambam and Perikid Gimel of Hilchos Edus. Karov means a person is a super Karov to himself. He's a Karov to all of his Krovim, but he's Mamish Mekurov to himself. He's Mamish his own person. He's a Baal Dabar. You can't be an Eid. Baal Dabar disqualifies Edus. Either that or we can shots of your kavana that you're not trying to be made if you're the Baal Dabar. Okay. Then the Gemara has a shayla. What about an Isha? What about his wife? Is she also Mamish a Supakov? Or no, she's a different person already. So the Gemara answers, yeah, he's Karav Eitzel Ishto as well, and therefore we can say Palgin and Dibura there too, meaning Palgin and Dibura perish. We don't look at the first half of his statement or the second half, whichever order it's in. We don't say that he was Baal Ishti. We say it was Ba. Al Isha. Why? Because that half that he said Ishti doesn't register because she's a super karov. She's a mamish ke'atzmo, ishto kegufo. In a very literal sense, they're one. They're one. It's a great shabbat. This should be a shabbat brachas bar Torah. If anyone goes to shabbat brachas, we need to talk about this. Ploni baal Ishti, that there's a super kurva that you become one. Mamish v'hayu l'basar echad. Yeah, the nafkamina that Donnie also said yesterday that between the Ravid and the Rashi and Taisus is what Taisus says in Tesma Beis. Taisus and Rashi are going to apply this to all korovim. And you have the Tosfos' case that they made up, but it's still the case of Achoso. And the Ravid won't have it. He'll only have it by man and wife. Okay, I'll pee that. And again, this was raised already. Tzarechin Gadol, the Hemshech of the Gemara. Rabbi Perez doesn't think it's Tzarechin Gadol, but it is Tzarechin Gadol. The Hemshech of the Gemara, when the Gemara asks Ploni Rava Shori, and has a Baya, Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono, just like Atmo, or no? And the Maskan is no. What's the Havamin according to Ravid? Yeah, I understand a person is Baal Davar himself. He is himself. Good. And the Torah wants to say a chiddush that an Isha is also Ishto Kegufo, V'hayu Levasar Echad, V'davak B'Ishto, the Mamish one. Okay, she's a super Karuv. But, I mean, we do live in California. It could be, you know, people's pets are like this for them, but a shore is Mamish him? Is Mamish Kegufo? A guy is really a Baal Davar with a shore? A Shpitz Nogeya B'Davar, it's his Maminis, he doesn't want to lose his money. You hear that. But that's one level of kurva. The Gemara is not talking about the level of negia. The Gemara is asking, according to the Ravid, is this guy mekurav mamish, meaning is he a baal davar with his shor? Are they one? So I don't know. I don't think the Supreme Court's up to that yet, right? Is that mamish kegufo? That's very, very hard to imagine. So tzarchin, according to the Ravid's pshat in the Gemara, how the end of the Shagatari really works out.
Just for that one point, is that if you would say chongol of megufo is a reference to negias. In other words, if we were to say there are people that their mom is chavala megufo, meaning that's just how no gay you are, it's not a question of whether you're a baal davar.
Right, meaning everyone agrees there's a negia of mamanis. Everyone agrees there's a negia of kurva. But then there's like an added level, and I don't, like, not based on chavivas, you know. Right. Otherwise, you'd be negia to your nearest chanukah also. I don't know. Maybe. We have to look. Maybe that's true. A really old Debrei Sofer. Yeah. Yeah. Just to re-raise old Ha'aros, so we also had a Ara on Tesmud Beis already. This is on Yoram Lav. On Tesmud Beis, we had a Ara that Rava talks about this idea of Palgin Dibura, so he brings in the concept of Adam Karbeis Al Atmo and Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha. Tzarechin, what's the Hosaf of Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha? What's that doing here? That's a Shaila. What does that do with Palgin Dibura? That's a Shaila Bein L'Rashi V'Taisvis Bein L'Raivit. What Shaychas? For the Raivit, for sure. We're talking about Ishto Kegufo. We're talking about Atmo Kegufo. We're talking about, I don't know how to say shoro, so we'll leave it out. What does Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha have to do with that? So Rashi struggles with that. Rashi tries to say a teretz. He tries to explain. He says Mishum, right? He says Rava Amar the Amud Rava. Where's the? Sorry, I don't have the. Whatever. He says that Ein Adam Karv Etzel Atmo. Therefore, Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha, right? Meaning a person can't make himself a Rasha because he's pasul atmo. Meaning it's a psul edus. You can't be made on yourself that you're a Rasha because you're Karov Eitzel Atmo. That's all the Gemara is trying to say. And then we launch into Balginan, so therefore we can disregard half of your Eidus. But, that's one read. That's a hard read. But that's what Rashi tries to plug into the Gemara. We'll come back to that. Blina Der Mitzvah Shem. Lastly, we raised also, which hopefully we'll come back to, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas, Rav and Rav Yosef? So, Pashut, the Nekudas HaMachlokas is Palginan Dibura. And that's what you see on Yodam Ralef when the Gemara says, Palginan Dibura, Hainu Hach. That's exactly what we talked about before. So, you know, Rav's Shita is Palginan Dibura. Obviously, Rav Yosef is arguing on that. Shalma Yisrael. But it's not so glat, because the Gemara says, what's Rav Yosef's argument back? Or, you know, he's really the one who starts the argument. What's his fight? He says, oh, this guy's a Rasha. Altasha's Rasha aid. So, what's Rav Yosef arguing about? Whether he has a shame Rasha or not? Is that a machlokes about Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha? But Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha, we don't understand how that's part of the sugya at all. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What's Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha have to do with this? What's the Hemshech HaGemara? That's all questions that we left open-ended in the Raavad and also in Rashi and Tosfos in the sugya. So whether or not we'll answer for each of the Rishonim, let's start learning the Rambam together. And let's see how much of that is in this bar through the Lima. Yeah, so the Rambam in Yud Beis Beis in Hilchos Eidus, we'll start with the part that's relevant, the part that's relevant to us right now, and then we'll come back. So this is what has a Nekuda Tayim in the Frankel, right? V'chein, right? V'chein Misha Hayid, you know, V'chein Misha Hayid on the bottom of the Amud Aleph in the Yud Beis Beis. V'chein Misha Hayid Sheploni Rava'o. That's our case in our Gemara. Ploni Rava'ani. Bein Ba'onso Shal Nerva. Bein Nerizono. Who va'achem et starfin laharga? I'm just going to editorialize here. Mishum palginin dibura. We look at half what he said. Tony Rava, not Osiler Tony. Ploni ba al ishto. Who va'achem et starfin laharga? Avol laharga. Same thing. V'chein kol giotzvaze. Any case similar to that, the same thing will be true. And then the Ram quotes the rest of our Gemara. Ploni Rava es Shori, who Achim start from the Hargo, Shein Adam Karav es Mamono. Yeah. So, Lufum Riata, I don't know, Kol Divrei HaRambam, Susumim V'chusumim here. Very, very difficult. The most obvious kasha, what everyone struggled with, hopefully, at some point, definitely I know Willie was struggling with this morning, it sounded like other chavuzos were doing this as well, but the Seifa and the Rambam, Ploni Rava es Shori, who Achim start from the Hargo, Shein Adam Karav es Latzma. What's the obvious question? The mashmos is lahar go, is one person's being killed here. Who's being killed? So the Adam Haroveya. And that's dilo kema. That's not like anyone. Because the Ravid says, batla mitzasa batla kula. Nobody's killed. Rashi and Taisa say, no, it's miskai mitzasa and miskai makula. Everyone's killed, because we don't see palgein dibura. So you could hear the Ram saying like the Ravid if he had such a svara. Fine. We know Reb Chaim already pointed this out, that he clearly doesn't, and we know he doesn't have the idea of being a super karov from, it seems like we know that, from Hilchos Eidus, where the Ram says, derisham psul. So he's not going to say like the Ravid. Granted, that's easy. So he should say like Rashi and Tosfos. No, he should say Niskay Mitzas and Niskay Makula. We don't say Palginan, so he believes in everything. Or Ein Adam Karov Etz Mamono. Therefore, he has no Negias here, so we believe him on the whole thing. He's being made two things: the Raveya should be killed, and the Shor should be killed. There's a Shor Hanirba, Adam Raveya Shor Hanirba. So everyone should be killed. What's Lahar go? So maybe this is good material for this Fast Emes here tomorrow. But the Chiddush Arim, the Frankel quotes, the Chiddushim had a girsa change. That's the easiest way to do it. Girsa change. Instead of lahar go, it should say lahar gan. printers weren't the same back then. Half of the Vav, you know, half of the Nun got cut off and it became a Vav. Not so hard. Really, what the Rambam means to say is that both of them are killed like Rashi. The Mashmoz, that what the Kesem Mishnah thought as well, right? The Kesem Mishnah does not quote the Gerus in the Rambam. His deeper maskil is shortened. But the Kesem Mishnah assumes in the Rambam that everyone's killed, the Roveya and the Nirba. Yeah, that, I mean, that's the Pashtus and Svara, but it's not in the Rambam. Okay, a Gersa change. The issue is, the Frankel says, not in the Kisvayad. Nowhere in the Kisvayad do they have the Hargan. So you mamish have to edit it. And you have to really assume what I just said, not as a joke, that the first, he ran out of ink on the end of the Nun. He didn't get through the whole Langa of the Nun. And he ended up the Vav. I don't know. But there's no Kisvayad that corroborates such a Gersa change. Additionally, if you look in the Ramach on the bottom, the Ramach understood the Ram Kipshuto, that Dafka, the Ravei, is Nerag. And the Ramach is Taka, he's bothered, right? He says, what's the Pshat? It's Dilo Kaman. It's not like Rashi, it's not like the Ravid. The Rambam should have said they're both killed. Tzarchi and Gadol. So Taka, Tzarchi and Gadol. Dilo Kaman is very hard to understand what the Rambam means. Why would he limit it to being Horeg the Adam HaRaveya? Why wouldn't the Shor also be killed? Especially given the last words in the Rambam, Ain Adam Karvis Mamono. There's no Korva here, there's no Negia, so you passel everyone, you kill everyone. Good. Yeah, furthermore, Emerson, the whole Rambam here is Shaina L'Chalutim. It's night and day from the other Mefarshim. He's not saying the same pshat in our sugya as any other Mefarshim. Dvarim Bego, but maybe like a little bit to spell it out. You'll see, hopefully it'll come to light. It'll be Dvarim Bego, but it's harder than the beginning. So the following deek I heard from Rav Twersky. If you read the Rambam, so let's start with this. If you and I were trying to summarize the sugya of Palginan, so how would we say it? Al derech, everything we saw until now, how would we say it? Not like the Ravid, like Rashi and Tosfos. So we say, Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono, Eitzel Atzmo, sorry. Memela, his Eidus is not Miskayemes. He's not going to be Nifsal Al Yidei his Eidus. So we'll ignore that Eidus. And then we'll cut out the second half of the Eidus and we'll apply it. We'll leave the part about Rava, we'll leave the part about Ploni Ba'al Isha, and we'll cut out the part that was about himself, because the person's Karvitz Asmos, so he's not, he can't take his Eidus, he's possible Eidus about himself, so we'll leave that on the side. And we already were mayor a few times that we don't understand, based on that, what's the Sheikhus to Ein Adam Meis Matz Marasha. Rashi puts in a few words to make it work, but L'chor, you could have done all that without Ein Adam Meis Matz Marasha. You're just not Neman Al Asmos, so throw out the Eidus. Not Neman al-Asmo, to make yourself a Rasha, therefore throw out the Eidus, is extra. Okay. But if you look in the Rambam is very, very different. The beginning of Halacha Beis, which we skipped before. Ein Adam Nifsal Ba'aveira al-Pi Atzmo. What is that? How would you say that in Hebrew? Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. Ein Adam Nifsal Ba'aveira al-Pi Atzmo. That's how the Rambam starts Halacha Beis. So these are the halachos, says the Rambam, of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. Hare. Shabbalah based in the Amar Shagana Bogazo Lava Ribis, he comes and says, I was Lava Ribis. Athel Pisha Mishalim Alpi Atmo in an Ifsal. He might have to pay, but he's not going to be possible. Why? Ain other Mason Matsum Russia. We're not going to believe him that he's a Russia when he says it about himself. Vichain, another exactly similar case. Im Amar Shachal Nevela, O Baal Asura, Ain un Ifsal, Ashi Usham Shne Edim, Shain other Mason Matsum Russia. These are the dinim of Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha. If you say you're a lover brivis, you might have to pay, but you're not going to now be possible this because Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha. If you say you ate nevela, or you say you're a boel and asura lo, Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha. Lifichach, Ruven Sheheid Alav Shimon Shehilva Brivis, Vehei Levi Ve'amar Li Hilva Brivis, Har Ruven Nifsal Be'edis Shimon Ve'Levi, Avo Mishahoda Levi Shehilva Brivis, Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha, Ve'nemal Ruven Ein Adam Alatzma. Starman says there's an idea of Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha. How does Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha work? So the Rambam tells us at the very end, he says, Ve'eino ne'eman al atzmo. The pshat in Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha, says the Rambam, is that a person has no ne'emanis on himself to make himself a Rasha. He has no ne'emanis on himself to make himself a Rasha. Then, the Rambam says, even though the Frankel has the two dots, the Rambam says, Ve'chein. So, it's very much intrinsically linked to previous points that the Rambam was making. So he said, Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha. Then he said, here's three cases like that. Then he said, V'chein mi shehid sheploni rivao, bein ba'on so shel nerba, bein l'ritzono, hu ba'achim estarvin l'argo. Hu adin, hu hatam, says the Rambam, that if a person says ploni rivaani lertzoni, he's believed to kill the guy. Ploni baal ishto, hu lachem et starfen laharga. They're going to be believed to kill the boel avalo laharga. Our case is a pagin and bura. V'chein, from the previous point, v'chein kol kiyotz b'zeh, any similar case will have the same din, says the Rambam. So what do you see in the Rambam? Rashi told us the pshat and palginan is that a person is possible to be made on himself, which is why he can't make himself into a rasha, which is why we believe the rest of his statement. We were able to be palginan and still believe the rest of his sentence because he couldn't make himself a rasha. Why? Because he's a psul edus himself. What's the Rambam saying? So I'm assuming something very different, no? The Rambam saying, what's the pshat and palginan and dibur in our sugya? The pshat and palginan and dibur in our sugya is ina de mesim atzma rasha. There's no psul edus. Halacha raya. Did the Rambam in any point in anything we just read for the last 5 minutes, did the Rambam mention anything about kurva? Adam karvets l'atzmo. Zero. He said, ain adam mesim atzma rasha, because the person's not neman on himself. He never said anything out of a psul kurva. And heavy odeya that the Rambam is going to spend a lot of time talking about psuli kurva. Where? In Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos Seidus. We're not up to that sug yet. According to the Rambam, this has nothing to do with psul kurva. Psul kurva does not have any act in this play whatsoever, according to the Rambam. Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel, will talk about psuli kurva, about family, about ishto, about all those things. But this halacha is about ein adam meisim atzma rasha. What's ein adam meisim atzma rasha? Eino ne'eman al atzmo lahasim atzma rasha. Eino nifsal. That's what the Rambam says this is about. Kurva? We'll talk about that in Parak Gimel. This has nothing to do with Psul Kurva. Nothing to do with Psul Kurva. And the Rambam says that our cases of Palgin and Dibura are all Tali in this halacha. It's all one halacha, halacha Beis. V'chein, v'chein, v'chein. It's all about Ein Adam Meis Matzma Rasha. Because you're not Neman to be Meis Matzma Rasha, we'll believe the other half of your statement. Why? Not because you're pusillated on yourself, but because the other half was a zero. It didn't exist. Eino neman al atzmo. That's already completely different from any of the Rishonim we've seen. But we're still going right in the Rambam. The last thing to note here in Diukim is that, again, remember all those v'chein? So the Rambam said, Eino adam meis matzma rasha. And then he explained what that means. And then he said, v'chein this case. V'chein that case. V'chein the l'ficha case. V'chein mishahed al atzmo or mishahed al ishto, ploni rava ani or ploni baal ishti. V'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. So when the Rambam says v'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh, what does that mean? So too, everything else similar, sarif l'kan. Everything else similar is a case of palgin and dibura because ein adam meis matzma rasha, and therefore we'll say palgin and dibura on any other similar case. That's a sof pasuk. That's a period. Meaning the Rambam exhausted all the cases he wants to talk about in terms of palgin and dibura. He said, and then anything else similar, apply it here. Then the Rambam continues and says, not v'chein, but a new case, ploni rava es shori hu va'achem et starfen l'hargo she'en adam karves l'atzma. So Rambam puts a big fat period after all of the cases of palgin and dibura, v'chein, 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 all the cases of ein adam meis matzma rasha, which account for palgin and dibura. And then the Rambam says, v'chol kiyos v'zeh, anything else, period. And another case, ploni rava es shori, your ne'eman lahar go, who achim start from lahar go, because they am carving as last eitzel mamono. Yeah, so the Rambam sounds like, what's this second case? This, or third case, you want to call it. Third case of Ploni Baal Shori, that's not related to the previous cases. Hare, we have a Gemara on Daf Yoram Aleph, which says cases of Palgin and Dibura, all of Rava's cases, and the Gemara says, seemingly, Hu Adin, we have the same Shaila, we want to clear by a shore, comes to the Maskana of Einad and Karav Eitzel Mamono, but the Gemara seems to be put those all together, they're all one Shaka Vitaria of the Dinim of Palgin and Dibura. So what, the Rambam has a different Mahalach in the Sugya. The Rambam is saying different, he's shatzing up the cases differently, he doesn't think the second case is even a case of Palgin and Dibura, it sounds like. That's all klar in the Rambam. That's klar in the Rambam. So what's the pshat? What's the Rambam getting at? So maybe it's like this. Maybe the MS, the taich of the sugya, Rambam and Rashi, is totally in a yisaydus machlokes in terms of what the pshat in ein adam meis matzma rasha is. If you look at Rashi and Tesman Beis, so Rashi says like this: Rava Amar, ein adam nifsal. Everyone's good so far. Ein adam nifsal behodas piv. A person can't be pasul le'idus either his own amira. Why? The adam karav it's atma. Because you're karav to yourself. A karav is pasul ha'id. You can't be made on yourself that you're pasul le'idus because you're pasul to yourself. Hilkach, says Rashi, ain't Adam Yachal Lassam Atzma Rasha. Meaning, Adam Karv Eitzel Atmo, Hilkach, ain't Adam Eitz Matzma Rasha. That's how you're supposed to read the Gemara according to Rashi. You have to add a word, but that's how you read it. Kiloimar, says Rashi again. It's like Rashi knows that he's trying to put words into the Gemara. He's stressing it again and again. Kiloimar, Al Eidus Atmo, Eino Naaser Rasha. Why? Shahari Torah Pasla, Karov Leidus. Because you are puzzled to yourself, because you're a Karov to yourself. It's a regular case of Psul Korva. Rashi is explaining Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha. Never mind Palginim for now. The lack of Ne'emanus of Ein Adam Meis Matzim Rasha, that a person is not believed to call himself a Rasha and have a Chalei Shem Rasha based on that, is because he's puzzled to Eidus himself. Meaning it's a Hagadus Eidus. That's a puzzled Hagadus Eidus. So he can't accept it. He can't become a Rasha based on that. You have this in a Rashi in Yevamos also. Chaf Hamad Beis. You probably saw Chaf Hamad Beis in Yevamos. It's a Rabbi and Rav Yosef come up there. Could be we'll come back to it. Bli Nether. Well, I mean, it could be it's not Bli Nether. We'll come back to Bli Nether. Could be we'll come back to it. Rashi says like this. Rabba is no bold. Rabba Paula Galei the Rav Yosef v'amar afilu amar ploni riva ani l'rtzoni. He's trying to be an aid, so he's neman on chavero. The ain neman al atzmo. He can't be believed for himself. Mimasha amar lert soni. Why? The adam karov etzal atzmo. The karov pasul leedus. Bein latova bein lara. A guy can't be made on himself. Bein latova bein lara. It's a psul edus. You're a karov to yourself. Ain onasa rasha beedus atzmo. The ain adam mason. This is great. The Rashi says. The Gemara here says, Ve'ein adam mesim as Rasha, quotes Rava. So Rashi says, Ve'ein adam mesim. So the next words in the Gemara are, Ve'ein adam mesim, atma Rasha. So Rashi here, it's a quote, a green light Rashi, meaning you keep reading. He's explaining the Gemara like this. It's an art scroll. Ve'ein adam mesim, es eduso edus etzel atma leasos Rasha. He's trying to explain to you, he's trying to do the bold and the non-bold in the art scroll. He's trying to say, Ein adam mesim atma Rasha, really supposed to be read like this. Ein adam mesim, Es eduso edus etzel atzmo leasos rasha. A person cannot have edus on himself to make himself a rasha. That's what it means. Ein adam mesim atzmo rasha. The psul edus here. You're a karov to yourself. It's very mistaber. It's hard in the Gemara. Rashi has to put in a bunch of words, but he does it in two different places in the Shas. That's what he's trying to say. It's a psul edus. You're a karov to yourself. Is that what the Rambam means? So l'chara, based on what we just read, that's not what the Rambam means. What the Rambam means to say is like this. Eino ne'eman al atzmo. Ein adam nifsa ba'avero al pi atzmo. Not that it's a pasla edus, and therefore ein adam mesim atzma rasha. Hare, we're not talking about psule kurva in Perak Yud Beis of Hilchos Edus. That's Perak Yud Gimel. And the Rambam never makes mention of a karov in this halacha whatsoever. So what's the Rambam really saying? That a person just has no ne'emanus to say about himself that he's a rasha. We close our ears. We're not makabel such a thing. According to Rashi, it's a pasla edus. According to Rambam, it's not a pasla edus, it's a zero. Mushal, the Ravid doesn't say that when a person says edus about himself, it's a pasla edus. What does he say? It's mufka and gansen from edus. It doesn't exist. It doesn't register. A person's not an ed. There's no chalos shem edus to what a person says about himself, says the Ravid. The Rambam, ke'enze, lav mita, I mean, not exactly the same as the Ravid, but as a mushal, the saber sa'ozen, so says the Rambam, this amira that I'm a Rasha, you're not neman on that. That's a zero. It's not that you were made, but oh, there's a psul edus. It's that you weren't made. Nothing happened. We only heard half of what you said. Our ears were closed. We read the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says, you're not a bit makabel Lashon Hara. The guy is saying Lashon Hara on himself, so we know the story about the Chafetz Chaim. We know that's us also. So we're not makabel. We're not makabel. We're not makabel at all. Rashi says, no, we're makabel, but it's psul edus. It's a psul edus. Rashi says, Rambam says, nothing to do with psul edus. It's a lack of nemanis. Are they nafkaminas? So maybe. So the Stipler has in Simon Zion a machlekes rishonim. Well, he thinks it's a machlekes rishonim about the following case. What if I have a piece of meat in front of me? A chosh of a piece of meat. And I say that meat is a chaticha of chelev. I'm made that piece of meat is a chaticha of chelev. So now we ha'eser asma be'edechad yuchsak. We know that piece of meat is chelev. Then I pick up the meat and I make a shakl and I eat it. Okay, I assume like the Rambam of the Ravid, I make a shakl and I eat it. So am I a Rasha now? Because I ate the chelev. So it's like Stipler says you can declare. He says, Ef Shalom, the guy is a Rasha. Well, why? Ain't other Mesim Atzma Rasha. He says, no, this is different. A person can't say about himself, I ate Chalev. We don't believe you to make yourself a Rasha. Ain't other Mesim Atzma Rasha. But a person can say about Chalev that it is Chalev, and then separately he ate that Chalev and he became a Rasha. I wasn't made on myself that I was a Rasha, but I became a Rasha because that Chaticha was Na'asas Chalev. So that's one side, you could say that. But the Stipler has a Ra'avan, who says that you are not considered a Rasha, B'chia Gavna, because, sof kol sof, a person can't be Mesim Atzma Rasha. And the only way we know this Chaticha was a piece of Chalev was from you. So Nin says it's other Mesim Atzma Rasha. Through your Edus about the Chaticha, you're becoming a Rasha. That's the Machlokas that he quotes. You hear everyone hears what the Machlokas is? Meaning in this case, I'm not made on myself that I'm a Rasha, but through my edus on this Chaticha of Chalev, I am going to become a Rasha. So it's like a secondary Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha, or it's a secondary Simas Atzma Rasha. The Shaila is that also with Bechlal Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha? Harei, because of your words, you're becoming a Rasha? Or no, I was made on a piece of Chalev, and then I became a Rasha separately by eating a piece of Chalev. So the Stipler has both possibilities. So maybe, he doesn't say this, but maybe that's the Machlokes. If Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha, the pshat is that it's a Din and Edus, meaning a person is puzzled, he's karov to himself. So he can't be made, he's a Rasha. Okay, so I can't say, I ate Chalev. That's trying to make myself a Rasha, Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. But can I say, this is Chalev? Of course I can say, this is Chalev. I'm allowed to be made, this is Chalev, doesn't touch me at all. I'm not makurov to this piece of meat over here, right? It's not there's no kurva to the to even if you have a havmin, there's a kurva to the shore, not a dead shore, not a piece of meat in front of me. I'm not the mishpacha with the basar in front of me. So I'm made. It's chalev. Good. Now it's chalev. Then I go ahead and eat it. So there was no psul kurva. My amira was a guta amira. My hagadah edus was a guta hagadah edus. I had nothing to do with this piece of meat. Elamai. Afterwards, I ate it. Okay, but it's not edus atmo. Edus al Atma, which made me a Rasha. So if you think that the idea of Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha, that klal, comes from Psul Edus, like Rashi says, that's not Shayach here. There's no Psul Kurva on me being made on a piece of meat. Separately, tomorrow I ate the piece of meat. But what if you don't like the Rambam? What if the Peshad is, it's nothing to do with Hakadosh Edus. A person is not Netman to make himself a Rasha. So maybe I can't say about myself that I'm a Rasha. I can't say I ate Chalev. But you know what else I can't do? I can't say something which results in me being a Rasha either. So I can't say this piece of meat is Chalev and then eat it and become a Rasha based on that. Why not? Because a person's not Ne'eman. His Hagados, his Amiros, don't have the authority and the ability to make him into a Rasha, regardless of how many steps removed it was. True. I'm not possible to eat this piece of meat, but that's never what the basis of Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha was about. It's the fact that my words cannot make me a Rasha. We can't chap you. And we can't make you a Rasha based on something you said. Ein la'adam ne'amanas. He has no ne'amanas. He's not ne'aman la'asos atzma Rasha. That's what the Rambam says. So maybe this machlegas we've shown that the Stipler has is takatali. And this machlegas about the yisod of what Ein adam mesim atzma Rasha really is about. And the truth is, if you look in Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Aros Chaf Beis, so he has a different chakira, but multiple nafkaminas that chakira. If you look there, you'll see most of those nafkaminas might apply to our chakira as well. So that's the machlokes Rashi and Rambam, maybe, in terms of the yesod of Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. And for the Rambam, it's good in the Gemara. For the Rambam, the pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara says, Rava says, we say Palgin Dibura. Why? Because Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. Remember the Ravid. A person is mufka from Edus if he's a Baal Davar, if he's a super karov. Says the Rambam, I'm not talking about super karov, I'm not talking about Baal Davar. But a person is not Neman al Atzma. A person is not Neman al Atzma. Therefore, Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. So there's zero ne'amanas. There's zero amira here. It doesn't exist. Because it doesn't exist, we don't have to even be Palgin and Dibura. We just don't have anything. There's nothing to talk about. There's no first half of the ideas to talk about. So we go weiter to the second half. The Gemara wants to declare, is that also true about Isha? Is she so karov to him that, in that sense, it's like the Ravid. Karov doesn't mean psul karov. It means, is she so makurov to him that it's considered al atzmo also? Answer, yeah. Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. And weiter, Ein Adam Ose Isho. Ishto, Risha. Can't do either. That's why Rava brings the klal of Eino Mis Matz Rasha. Not because it's some side point that Rashi says, no, he's really trying to say Hilkach, he's really trying to go. You don't have to twist in circles here. That is the Nekutas HaSugya, according to the Rambam. This is a din of Eino Mis Matz Rasha. And that's what the Rambam is saying. Here are the halachos of Eino Mis Matz Rasha. Here's four examples, and Pagina Dibura are the two examples at the end. V'chein v'chein. Those are cases of Ein Adam Meis Matzah Rasha. That's what Rava was trying to make a point. Ein Adam Meis Matzah Rasha. With this, we asked a few times, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rava and Rabbi Yosef? So obviously the Machlokas is Pagin and Dibura. And yet, you look in the Gemara and there's this extra wording of Ein Adam Meis Matzah Rasha. And even further, Rabbi Yosef says, no, the guy's a Rasha, the Altash is Rasha Eid. So the Machlokas is really about Pagin and Dibura, or is it really about Ein Adam Meis Matzah Rasha? So maybe Lefi Darkenu, maybe Taka, it's true. The whole Machlokas is about Ein Adam Meis Matzah Rasha. Rava says, Ein Adam Meis Matzah Rasha. Therefore, we say Pagin Dibura. Says Rabbi Yosef, what are you talking about? Adam Meis Matzah Rasha. And therefore we can't say Pagin. That's the Nekudas HaMachlokas. It's not Shver. Because for the Rambam, that is what the Sugya is about. Meis Matzah Rasha or not. There's another way to say it, by the way. You could say, no, Kuli Amalo Pligi, listen to this. Kuli Amalo Pligi, Ein Adam Meis Matzah Rasha. Everyone agrees to that. Why is Ein Adam Meis Matzah Rasha, though? This is like the Or Samech would say this. Machlekes Rishonim, that ends up being the Machlekes Namaran. Why is a person Ein Adam Meis Matzah Rasha? Why is that true? So says Rabbi Yosef, because he's Pasul Le'edus to himself. He's Magid and Edus Psula, so he's Pasul Le'edus to himself, so we're not going to actually give him a Chalos Shem Rasha. But Rabbi Yosef says, but we heard what he said. He said that he was a Rasha. Even if we can't possibly lay this, you can't take such a person as an aid. That's helpful with Tosas Kasha, that this Altash Rasha aid isn't really, it's not really a formal psul aidus. It's really just, we know this guy's a Rasha, so how can we makalim as an aid? Why does Rabbi Yosef know that? Because he did say that he was a Rasha. We're not going to accept that as aidus, but he did say it. But Rava says, what are you talking about? Ain adam meis matz Rasha, like the Rambam. Ain adam meis matz Rasha means it didn't say anything. There's no Naamanis. It doesn't exist. This guy's not a Russia. It doesn't exist. It doesn't register. It was a zero on the Amira scale. But Nir Lahachriach, like the first way we said, that the really Machlokas in Rav and Rav Yosef is really about Ein Adam Meis Matzah Rasha, meaning if it exists or not. Why? Because the Rambam says it in Perish Mishnah in Yevamos. You guys saw this? The Rambam in Yevamos, the Mishnah in Yevamos says, Meis Haraktiv Haragnu. An aide comes and says, he died, I killed him, or we killed him. Lo Yises Ishto. He cannot marry that lady that he's being made on. So that part's mistabe, Rashi says, because we're worried that he's doing it just because Nasan Einabba. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda Omar Haragtiv, meaning from the Rabbanan, it's he can't marry her, but she can remarry, based on that Edus. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Haragtiv, lo sinase ishto. Even she can't get remarried, based on his Edus of Haragtiv. So the Gemara says like this: Who nihu de lo yisas ishto hala acher tinase? Behama Rav Yosef in the Rabbanan. Behama Rav Yosef, what are you talking about? Rav Yosef says you can't be pagin in dibura. Who achem starfen lahargo? Lertzoni is a Russia who. Batoram ratash is Russia aid. How can you believe this guy in anything? You can't say haragtiv. I killed the husband, and therefore the isha should be able to remarry, just not to me. Why should she be able to remarry at all? How are we makabal as aidus? Hare, Rabbi Yosef says, you can't be makabal as Rasha's aidus. He's saying, I'm a horig. He's saying, I killed the husband. So you're going to believe the horig, that the husband's dead? Obviously, you're not going to believe him to marry her. He might be concocting some sort of plan over here. But how could you believe him on anything? Rabbi Yosef says, Altash is Rasha aid. So the Gemara says, maybe aidus isha is different. The Gemara comes down, boils down the machlokas like this. V'tayma derabanan, meaning the Rabbanan who say that she can remarry, it's not him. V'tayma derabanan hacha is kedurava. De amarava, pagin and dibura. Adam kar beitz alatma, ve'in adam meis matzah rasha. Lema, Rabbi Yosef, de amar kar Yehuda. And according to that, Rabbi Yosef is really Rabbi Yehuda. So what comes out is that according to the Cheshbon of the Gemara here, Rava, who holds adam kar beitz alatma, and therefore ain adam meis matzah rasha, will result in a pagin and dibura, and you can believe the guy who said haraktiv to help her remarry, just not to him. Rabbi Yosef, which is who Rabbi Yehuda sides with, will disagree with that. Mechora will say no pagin and dibura, and therefore she can't even remarry to anyone else. So the machlok is whether you say pagin and dibura. The same way Rav and Rabbi Yosef argue pagin and dibura, not pagin and dibura, so too the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabban must also argue about the same thing. That wasn't unclear, right? People are following this? Okay. So the Nekuz HaMalchuk is Palgin or not Palgin, and again, says the Rambam in Perish Mishnah, it's like this. Klal hu etzleinu, ain't the Meis Matzah Rasha. We have a klal. You can't be Meis Matzah Rasha. Ulefichach, im amar haraktiv, if I say I killed him, tinasi ish, though, she can get married. Elash hu atzmo li yisena, viz egzer, shim kein kol misha chashach be ish az ish, yarag ba'ala, kadesh yisena. It's a good kunz. You'll just kill everyone's husbands, and you'll marry them. Says the Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what's Rabbi Yehuda argue? People saw this or didn't see this? Yeah, listen to this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbanan. So you would have filled in the sentence, Hu Omer, Lo Palgin and Dibura. Says the Rambam, no. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adam Mesim Es Atzma Rasha. Ulefichach Imam Haraktiv Lo Sinasi Ishto. Says the Rambam, the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rava, between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, which is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rava and Rav Yosef, according to the Gemara, is a Machlokes about Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha or Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. That's the Nekudas HaMachlokes. That's our sugya. It's Mefurish in the Rambam. So I'm thinking the whole sugya is gebayt on Adam Meis Matzah Rasha or not. That's the machloikes ha'amorayim. That's what results in a palgin or doesn't result in a palgin. That's what accounts for all of our cases of ploni, riva ani, l'ritzoni, and ploni baal ishti. And that's the whole sugya. That's the whole shak of Atari is a question of ain Adam Meis Matzah Rasha or yeah Adam Meis Matzah Rasha. Gevaldik. Nothing's extra in the sugya in the words. And the machloikes, in Rav Yosef's explanation of his side of the machloikes, is I disagree. Adam Meis Matzah Rasha. This guy's a Rasha. That the Rebbe Hanan sort of deals with that question. Karuv Eitzel Atzma already reads probably like the mashal from the Ravid, meaning it means a person is not allowed to be made on himself that he's a Rasha, but it's not a dinim psul kurva. It's that the person is gufa. The person is obviously gufa. Still seems a little bit. It still flips the question a little bit. Meaning now in Adam Karuv Eitzel Atzma is a little extra because. And on the Mesim Atzma Rasha, you don't need to teach me. But maybe because the Hemshech HaSugya was going to clarify whether an Isha is Ke Atzma or not, is Ke Krovo Le Atzma or not, maybe the Gemara already before in that, but I think that's a good Ha'ara. It doesn't tear down the Binyan. But it's like the same way, you know, you have to Mekayim like Rashi, you know, and on the Mesim Atzma Rasha in the Sugya. But it's probably just trying to tell us a person is himself. The same, and then the Isha is going to be, is she also like himself or not like himself? You're going to ask the same thing? Okay. Yeah, that's a soft answer, meaning that could be worked on more. Yeah, what about the Hemshech HaSugya? The Sugya goes on and says, Ploni Ba'al Shori. So, what the Hava mean? Ploni Ba'al Shori, and therefore Adam, the Gemara says, the Kabai Ba'i Lava, the Ba'i Rava, Ploni Rava Shori, Mahu. Mi Amrina Adam Karv Eitzel Atmo, the Ein Adam Karv Eitzel Mamono. Oh, Dilma, I mean, Adam Karav Eitzel Mamono. So yeah, Basa Debaya Hadar Pashta, that no, Adam is Eino Karav Eitzel Mamono. What was the Hav mean according to the Rambam? Ein Adam Mesim Atma Rasha, therefore we say Palginan. And now that Ein Adam Mesim Shoro Rasha? What is straight? Is Mamish, okay, Isha Kagufo, fine. So it's as if you're talking about yourself when you're talking about your wife. Ein Adam Mesim Atma Ve'ishta Rasha, fine. But a shore? His shore? What does it even mean? The Chalashim Rasha and the shore? What does that even mean? You can't read the sugya. You can't read the sugya if you say it like that. So al-karchach, the pshat in the Gemara, al-karchach, the pshat in the Gemara, is that the hemshech ha-sugya is an inyan acher legamre. The sugya here, the Gemara does all the time, the sugya here is bringing a couple of memers from Rava. They all have similarities, which is why they're brought in this group. You don't quote other things from Rava here. You don't quote Eidzom l'mafrei or l'haba who nifsal. Like you're not talking about everything Rava ever said, but it's a kovetz ma'amarim. It's a likutei imros Rava on these cases of ploni ba'al, ploni Rava, etc. V'harayo, the middle case, has nothing to do with anything. The Eidei Zomim Nana Amarasa. That has nothing to do with Palginan. It's a separate case entirely. So this case is separated by those cases. This case of ploni Rava, es shori, it's a totally different din. It's a totally different din. So it's not the same sugya. So you don't have to ask the kasha. By the way, that's the answer for the Ravid also. You don't have to ask the kasha. It's a different sugya entirely. In Gansan, Rav Perish showed me this told me that the Berachos Avraham says the same point. Right? That point he says. That no, it must be that this third Ibaya, this third case, is no shaykhis. It's a different case that happens to be said by Rava and sounds similar, so we quoted them all together. Raya l'chach. Not even Raya l'chach. Raya l'chach was the fact that you have another case in here that has nothing to do with Palgin Dibura. But here's, let me prove it to you. What's the gears on the Gemara? So the Gemara, the way we have it, says, Mi amrinan adam karvetz l'atmo v'in adam karvetz l'mamono, odil ma amrinan adam karvetz l'mamono, And then Basar Dabaya Hadar Pashta. So it's Pashit in the Gemara. It's Pashit in the Gemara. Now the Gemara is saying, is this like the previous case or not like the previous case? How do you know? Miyamin Adam Karv Eitzel Asmo Ve'in Adam Karv Eitzel Mamono. Meaning, you're carved to yourself, but not your shore. Odil Mamrina Adam Karv Eitzel Mamono. The Hemshech is clear from the previous sugyas that it means, or as a person carved Eitzel Mamono, like he's carved Eitzel Shore. It's obvious that wasn't Gemara. That's how it says. Basar Dabaya Hadar Pashta Adam Karv Eitzel Asmo Ve'in Adam Karv Eitzel Mamono. No, there's a difference. But the Havamina, according to that gear, says, obviously, that if you would say Adam Karvei Tzma Mono, it would mean Ki Adam Karvei Tzlatzma, which is the problem we had in the Rambam. So how do you read the Gemara? So you saw the Hagaz Vitzunim from the Maharshal? A different gear than the Gemara. The Maharshal has like this in the Gemara. Half of the words. Miyam Rinan Adam Karvei Tzma Mono. Odomalo. Hadar Pashta. Lo Amin Adam Karvei Tzma Mono. Meaning, no comparison between Atzmo and Mamono. The Gemara simply asks, is a person, hi, we just spoke about Palgin and Dibur, we just spoke about Inan Demesim Atzmo, two cases, Atzmo Rasha, fine, two cases. Then we spoke of this random case of Naram Rasa, Ede Zomim, fine. Now we want to talk about another, a fourth random case. Random case, question. Is a person considered a Karov to his Mamon? Is a person a Gebedavar by his Mamonis? For example, Ploni Ba Al Shori, is he going to be believed? This has nothing to do with the previous sugya of, is the shore like Atzmo or not? If the Gemara had all those words, Miyamina Adam Karv Eitzel Matmo or in Karv Eitzel and in Adam Karv Eitzel Mamono, fine, you hear. But the Girsa of the Marashal is Miyamina Adam Karv Eitzel Mamono. Is a person carved his Mamon? Odomalo? Or is he not? Nothing to do with comparing it to Atzmo. And the Hadar Pashta, lo, Hadar, whatever, Basar Dabaya, Hadar Pashta, lo, Amina Adam Karv Eitzel Mamono. Again, nothing to do with whether he's like Atzmo or not. That wasn't the Havamina. That was never the Havamina. There was never a question of Kishem Shu Karv La'atma who also carved the Mamono. Stam, a question. We want to know. We're clearing a separate shayla. Is a person carved to his Mamonis? It's a different sugya. It doesn't belong in Palgin Dibura. Happens to get dragged along because Rava said it and it has some of the similar words, but it has nothing to do with Palgin Dibura. Yeah? Can I just do it? Back to the Rambam. The Rambam told us, Ein Adam Eis Matzma Rasha. This is easy. This part's easy. This part's glat. The Rambam talked about Ein Adam Eis Matzma Rasha. A whole arichus. Person is not neman. There's no nemanis like he said. It's not psul edus. There's no nemanis. It doesn't exist. He didn't say anything. Then the Gemara says, V'chein, that's the pshat, in two cases of our Gemara. Pagin Dibura. The case of Ploni Riva Ani Lertzoni. And the case of Ploni Baal Ishti. In those cases, you're not neman to be mason yourself, Rasha. You're not neman to be mason your wife, Rasha. Therefore, nothing you said about yourself or your wife is true. We only believe Ploni Rava and Ploni Baal Isha. Says the Rambam, V'chein kol kayotze bazeh. Fat, period. Sof, pasuk. Sof ha'inin. Those are all the cases we've exhausted the list of Palgin and Dibur of Ein Adam Eis Matzma Rasha. Period. Deep breath. Rambam says, another case, not V'chein, just stam, opens like this. Ploni Rava es Shori, hu v'achem et starfim laharga. She'in adam karve es latzma. Says the Rambam, here's another case. Why is he quoting it here? Where else would he put it? He's first of all following the Derech of the Gemara. But he made clear to us that there's a period. B'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. That's the end of what we're talking about in Eindam Meisra Asma Rasha. That's the end of what we're talking about in Pagin Divura. A separate case that we want to talk about now is, hey, Ploni Rava es Shori. Rava says the same, I think the academics say that's why we call him Rava, because he had so many cases of Ploni Rava. I'm joking, they don't say that. So Ploni Rava Shori. Rava said the same, say that Memra. It all comes together as one list in the Gemara. So the Rambam quotes it here. Where else should he quote it? It's fine that he quotes it here. But it's got nothing to do with Palgin and Dibura. It's got nothing to do with Ein Adam Eis Matzma Rasha. And the Halo Davarhu, that this is the first time in the whole halacha that Rambam says, Kurva. Until now, everything was about Ein Adam Eis Matzma Rasha, which is a lack of Ne'manas, not a Psul Edis. Here the Rambam says, a person is able to kill Lahargo, Mistarfin Lahargo, we'll get to it. Because why? Ein Adam Karav Eitzel Mamono. Not because, yeah, Adam Mesim Shor Rasha. No Shaychus to the previous Sugya. This is the first time the Ram brings up Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. It's a bit premature. It gets dragged along. It's Agav Grara. It comes along with the other things that were in the Gemara and therefore in the Rambam. But he has to make a point of saying here it's a din in Kurva. Because the whole bayah of the Gemara was a separate shayla. It was a shayla of, are you a karev? Are you negei b'davar by your mamonis or not? Answer, you're not. No shaychas to another meis matzah rasha. Yeah, meis matzah rasha. So, oh, that's glad. And we I think we opened up a lot in the sugya. I think we read the Gemara very nicely. I think we understand the Rambam a lot better, but we're still missing a nekuda, no? What does Rambam say? Mitzarfim laharga. So we didn't do anything to solve that. Because with this Malach and the Rambam, so the whole thing is Tali and Ein Adam Meis Matzah Rasha. Ein Adam Meis Matzah Rasha is not Shaykh by the shore. So what should the Rambam say? He should say that we're not talking about Ein Adam Meis Matzah Rasha. We're asking Kasha, Shaila, is he considered a Karav to his shore? Answer is the Gemara, he's not considered a Karav Eitzel to his shore. Ein Adam Karav Eitzel Mamono, says the Rambam. Therefore what? Therefore, Huva Achim Starfin, Lahargan. There's no Negias here. There's no Kurva. So Huva Achim Starfin Lahargan. So, okay, so maybe you change the girsa, like the Chiddush HaRim. It wasn't Lahargo, it was really Lahargan. We don't have any Kisvei Yad like that, so. Maybe. But maybe Tarets like this. This part's not Dar Rishon, this is Tein Lachachim Yechimod. We know there are multiple dinim where Shor is killed for a Maisa Avera. We had in our first Mishnah, Bezim Nal. Shor Niskal, meaning a Shor that killed an Adam. He gets killed, Shor Niskal. Then you also have a Shor Shehar Gisrael. Then we have a Shor HaNirba, and we have a Shor HaRaveya. Our case is Shor HaNirba, and then you also have a Shor HaRaveya, HaRaveya, Esa Adam, or HaRaveya, Esa Isha. All three of those cases are brought in our Mishnah on Bezim Aleph. Why? Because they all need Chav Gimel. They all need 23 Dayanim to judge those cases of Dini Nefashos, Nafshos, the Behema. So the Rashi Yeshiva, like for sure, I saw Besoratskin had this on Bezim Aleph, and Reb Michal Feinstein had this on Bezim Aleph. So they point out something very strange, something very off in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has Limudim for the fact that you need 23 Dayanim in those cases of Shor HaNeharag, Dini Nefashos, the Behema. But it has a different pasuk for each case. Shor HaNiskal is one pasuk, you look inside. Shor HaNiskal is one pasuk. Shor HaNirba is another pasuk. Shor HaRoveya is a third pasuk. So ask a simple question. If you know that Shor HaNiskal is B23, so what do you know? That Dinei Nafshas Behema are B'chav Gimel. So one pasuk and the rest should be learned from Shor HaNiskal. Why do you need three separate pasukim for each case? So they say Yesod. The Yesod is so... The issue is I can't prove it in the Rambam yet. But the Yesod is so good. The Yesod is so good that it very well could be in the Rambam. I don't have a diyuk for it. I haven't found where the Rambam says it, but listen to the Yesod. They say there's a Yesh L'chalik between two types of Harigas HaShor, Harigas HaBehema. The Shor HaNiskal is a Shor Shaharag Yisrael. A Shor Shaharag Yisrael did a Maisa of Hariga, Maisa Ritzicha. It's Chayiv Misa, B'Shvil Ritzichaso. It's Chayiv Misa. It's Nischayiv Skila. The Shor HaRoveh and the Shor HaNirba are different, no? The Gemara, the Mishnah, and then the Gemara on Nun Dal, and the Masechta Sanhedrin, now Masechta, the Gemara, the Mishnah, and then the Gemara say that the reason why a Shor HaNirba and a Shor HaRoveh are killed is because of what the Gemara calls Takala and Kalon. That even though, technically speaking, maybe there's no Chiyuv Misa for an animal, but you're going to let this animal, everyone knows that Reuven was Ba'al Shoro. Now this animal's walking around, and everyone sees what an embarrassment, what a shame to this, what a shame. I think that's what the Gemara says. It doesn't apply to a guy because they don't have busha. But Ben Yisrael, he made a terrible, horrible, disgusting mistake, and this shore is going to walk around. And everyone's going to say, "Ooh, this is the shore. This is the one." Or that's Kalon or Takala. We know this shore is up to no good. We know this shore has caused people problems in the past. It might cause people problems again. It's the Takala, so it deserves to be killed. But in neither of those cases are we saying the shore was Chayiv Misa. It's not the shore was Chayiv Misa for its Maisa Avera. The pshat is that the shore is needs to be killed because of Takala or because of Kalon. It's not Chayiv Misa. Rai L'chach, they quote this, the Rashi Shiva quote this, that the Tos and Krisna Daf Chaf Dalid bring a sheet of Rabbi Ephraim says that when you have a case of shore Niskal, so the shore becomes Asr Bahana, Mishas, Gemar Din. Once we know that the shore is going to be killed, it's going to be Shor Niskal. Niskal has a Din, Achal Shem Shor Niskal. There's an Isser Hana. Is that true by a Shor HaNirva and a Shor HaRoveya? So Rabbeinu Ephraim and Tosa says no. It's different. That's only true by Shor HaNiskal. It's not true by Shor HaNirva and Shor HaRoveya. Rashi and Zvachim disagrees, but that's what the Rabbeinu Ephraim says in Tosa. So what's the Pshat? What's the Chilik between Shor HaNiskal and Shor HaRoveya and Nirva? They're both going to be killed. Why shouldn't they both be Asr Bahana? Answer. Shor HaNiskal has a Chiyuv Misa They're made, the shor is chayiv misa. Once you have a gemar din that's chayiv misa, it's aser bahana. It's a shor haniskal, has a chalas shame. But the pshat by a shor hanirva and a shor aveya is not like that. The pshat by a shor hanirva and a shor aveya is that edim come and say, this guy was roveya shoro. This guy was nirva al yedei shoro. So now this guy is chayiv misa. You know what else happens? Because such a maisa aveya happened, we also have to get rid of that shor. Why? Because of takal or kalam. The shor didn't have a chiyuv misa, a chalas shem shor nirva, a chalas shem shor roveya. No, it's a totally different Indian. It's not a chiyuv misa bebeisdin. It's that we have to get rid of him now that we know he's causing these issues. Now that we know he's going to cause shame, disgrace to the person who was roveya, who was nichshal with him. It's not a chiyuv on the shor in that case. It's a chiyuv on the adam that then the byproduct is that you also have to kill a shor. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you have a different limud for each case. Because if you learned that Shor HaNiskal is Chayiv Misa and needs Chav Gimel Dayanim for his Misa, so you know that when you have a real Chayiv Misa and you're having a base in Danning on the Chayiv Misa, you need 23 Dayanim. What if it's not a case of Dini Nefashis where it's Mamish Chayiv Misa? What if it's a case where we're just killing because of Takal or Kalan? Do you know from the Shor HaNiskal you also need 23? No. So it says the Mishnah, you need different drashas. You need different drashas for those cases. Did everyone follow that, Yisod? Lumbus. Okay. Back to the Rambam. Im kenim dorim elu, and if the Rambam agrees with what we just said, maybe that's exactly what the Rambam was trying to say in our halacha. Says the Rambam like this. Ploni rava es shori. I'm giving aid as ploni rava es shori. Hu va'achem et starfen laharga. Shein adam kar v'itzim amono. So we asked, what are you talking about? Lahargo? It's lahargan. You kill both of them. I mean, that's what's going to happen. So that's why the Chiddush Rim changes the girsa. The Ramach says, oh, it sounds like Lahargo. It sounds like you really only kill the Roveya. Tzarachin, why you don't kill the Shor? Maybe the answer is like this. Of course the Rambam Mavada, he agrees that both the Shor and the person are going to be killed. But who va'acher mitzdarfin to do what? Who has a Chiyav Misa in this case? Who are the Edim coming and being made is Chayav Misa, as a Chalos Shem Chiyav Misa? So for sure the Adam Roveya. What about the Shor and Nirva? Shor and Nirva, but Shaychus, this halacha. The Shor and Nirva, they're not coming to be made that the Shor and Nirva is Chayiv Misa. They're coming to be made that there was a Roveya. They're coming to be made that there was a Maisa Revia. Then what happens is two things. They're being made that this guy is Chayiv Misa, and because we know now there was a Maisa Revia, we're also going to have to take the Shor out of the picture. We're going to have to kill the Shor. But the Eidus is not to be Mechayiv Misa to the Shor. The Eidus is to be Mechayiv Misa to the Adam HaRoveya. Lahar go, to kill him, to kill one person in the story. Al yedei, the fact that we know a Maisa Revia happened, we're also going to kill the shor because it's a tekala, because it's a kolon. But that's not a chiyav misa the shor incurs through this guy's edus. So says the Rambam, yeah, practically speaking, it's lahar gun. But what are the two edim being mitzarif to be made? Lahar go, to kill the guy. It's also going to be true. The tatzah from that, the secondary outcome from that, is that the shor will have to be killed. Why? Because we know a Maisa Revia happened to the shor. There's a kolon, there's the kala. But the actual edus is not on that. That's not the chiyav misa we're trying to give over here. The chiyav misa we're trying to give is to the adam haroveya. The shor will then be killed. But they're being made on the adam. So says the Rambam, hu v'acher mitstarfim lahargo. Why? Because ein adam kar v'itzim amono. You might have thought that once there's a shor involved, that's your property in the case. You're puzzle and gansin. You're puzzle the whole case. Why? You have negias. You're karov to your shor. Not because you're being made on the shor, because the shor is involved in the case. You know there are nafkaminas here monetarily if you're made. So you're nogay on the case, so maybe you should be pasul. Says the Gemara, no, ain't adam karav to mamona. You're not so close to your shore. You're not a karav to your mamona. You're not a karav to. Says, and therefore you can be made lahar go, meaning laharig es ha roveya. And then avada. It's true that the shore is going to be killed also. But that's not what you came to be made. Even if you intended that would be an outcome, that's not what you came to be made, because there's no chiv misa on the shore nearby. It's just a byproduct. It's just going to be killed because of takala or kalam. So the whole question then doesn't get off the ground. This is an entirely different sugya. We don't have to talk about mitzvahs about lakula because he's kasher and gansin. We don't have to talk about palgin and dibura because we're not talking about ein adam mesim atzmo rasha. It has nothing to do with that for the Rambam. It's a third case. The girsa in the Gemara, the Maharshal, proves that. It's a third case. It has nothing to do with anything we've talked about until now. That's why the Rambam put a period between this and everything else. Chen chol giyotz bezeh, palgin dibura. New idea, new paragraph. Let's talk about the case of ploni baal shori. Ay, hu v'achem mitzdarf in lahar go. You should kill both of them. You believe on both of them. Answer, you're going to kill both of them. Relax. But the edus is only on killing one of them. The only chiyav misa you're trying to be mechayev is on one of them, the person. The shor will also be killed. but not because your Eidus gave him a Chiyuv Misa, just because once we know there was a Chiyuv Misa on the Adam, then we're going to have to kill the shore. So maybe that's the Pshat Nesugya for the Rambam. Maybe that's the whole Hemshech HaLashach B'Tariyah from beginning to end. If we're right, we're Marviach a lot with that. We understand a little bit of Machlekes Rashi Tosis in terms of Hagin Zibura and in terms of Ein Adam Meis Matz from Russia. The Yesod of the idea of Ein Adam Meis Matz from Russia. Maybe it's the Pshat in the seemingly funny flow of the Rambam and the funny placement of the Rambam here in Perakid Beis Halacha Beis. And maybe that's the Pshat in the end of the Rambam, why it's so separate and distinct, the case of Ploni Garlis Shori, but also why he all of a sudden throws in Kurva, because it's a new din entirely. And it's the Pshat, and another Pshat, which explains why the Rambam says Lahar Go. It's not because he doesn't think the Shor is going to be killed, it's because he thinks the Shor will be killed, but not through a Chiyuv Misa, but rather through the fact that the Adam was killed, and therefore the Shor has to be taken out of the picture as well. Okay, stop there.